This is North Shore Today for Thursday, April 27, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, the same people who filed suit 3 years ago to block the first floor of 107 Federal Street from being used as a business are now doing the same to keep the property from being used as a home. The lawsuit filed in Superior Court last August by 11 neighbors, represented by attorney John Carr, seeks to overturn the city zoning board's decision to convert the first floor of the building, which is zoned commercial, to a residential use. In the meantime, the three-story mixed-use building is falling deeper into disrepair as upwards of $100,000 current first-floor unit owner Richard Jagolta had originally planned to use for repairs and renovations are now going toward legal fees. Jagolta purchased the unit in 2016 and got approval last August from the city's zoning board to turn it residential. The building's first floor has historically been commercial space with individually owned condos taking up the second and third floors. He's quoted as saying it's the only commercially zoned unit in this neighborhood. In their appeal, neighbors argue the zoning board's decision violates a city ordinance that looks to lessen street congestion and prevent overcrowding. They also contend that the board does not explain how a residential unit there will have less impact on the neighborhood than a commercial unit. More on this story today in the Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. A ride in an ambulance looks to come up at this year's Nahant Town Meeting. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, the Nahant Firefighters Association is knocking down the Finance Committee opinion that an ambulance enterprise fund is not necessary. Bridget Turcotte writes on today's front page of the Lynn Daily item, Fire Chief Michael Feinberg submitted a town meeting article to adopt an enterprise fund to defray the cost of operating an ambulance service. Feinberg said the account is designed to capture the revenue from ambulance transports and use it directly to offset the operating costs of providing the service. But the Finance Committee is not recommending town meeting support for the article, stating that the town should not act in haste and recommending indefinite postponement. According to the Department of Revenue, an enterprise fund establishes a separate accounting and financial reporting mechanism for municipal services for which a fee is charged in exchange for goods or services. Revenues and expenses of the services are segregated into a fund with financial statements separate from all other government activities. Rather than provide Nahant residents with enough information to make an informed decision for or against the establishment of such a fund, they provided incomplete and in some instances incorrect information, Austin Atrum, president for the Nahant Firefighters, wrote in a letter to town residents. The revenue has already been captured by the town since the fire department resumed emergency ambulance services about 20 years ago, he said. But Selectman Richard Lombard expressed concerns that passing the article would make an ambulance ride more expensive. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, sir. Thank you, Bill. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, the developers for a large apartment complex at the site of the Peabody Elks Lodge have support from the quasi-state agency tasked with determining feasibility of affordable housing projects, despite strenuous objections from the city. Mayor Ted Betancourt is quoted as saying, I was disappointed, certainly, at the decision. A project of that magnitude does not fit in that neighborhood. Mass Housing awarded a project eligibility letter to Larkin Real Estate Group on March 21. The letter, which is valid for 2 years, allows the developers to proceed with local permitting in the form of a comprehensive permit that would be issued by the city's Zoning Board of Appeals. The proposal is for 80 units, 72 apartments and a five-story building, with an additional 8 units as townhouses on the Elks property at 40 Oak Street. All of the units will be rentals and 25% will be deemed affordable under state and federal guidelines. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by John Castelluccio. Thomas Grillo writes in today's Item Live that days after a federal judge blocked President Trump's efforts to withhold funding from sanctuary cities, nearly 24 groups are organizing a May Day rally in Lynn. The May Day March for Immigrant and Worker Rights, that is again the May Day March for Immigrant and Worker Rights, is scheduled for 4 p.m. Monday at City Hall in Lynn, before the march organizers plan a teach-in at 1 p.m. at 112 Exchange Street. Activists are inviting people from all backgrounds to celebrate Lynn's history as a home for immigrants and a leader in the fight for dignity, respect, and a living wage for workers. Dozens of members of the coalition, which includes labor, community, and faith organizations from the North Shore, are expected in the downtown march. The annual event, which will take place in cities nationwide, comes on the heels of a federal judge's ruling in San Francisco that rejected the administration's argument that the executive order applies only to a small amount of money. The judge ruled Trump cannot set new conditions on spending approved by Congress. More on the story in today's Item Live, story written by Thomas Grillo. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, there's no reference to affordable housing in the zoning overlay district approved by Gloucester City Council on Tuesday night. Yet the city's affordable housing needs remain at the core of the debate over plans by the Cape Ann YMCA, Windover Construction, and Sam Park & Company to redevelop the 10.6-acre Fuller School property into a new Y, additional retail space, and 200 units of market-rate rental housing. Several speakers supporting the overlay Tuesday also opposed the developer's plan to pay $1.5 million to Gloucester's Affordable Housing Trust, rather than include 30 affordable units on the Fuller site. Two councilors, President Joe Scialino and Jamie O'Hara, pursued an ultimately rejected amendment that would have eliminated the payment option for the overlay zone. Windover CEO Lee Delacour said Wednesday he and his partners need answers from the cities regarding the project's housing piece. The approval of the overlay advances the project, but the partners must now return to the planning board and then the councilors to seek more detailed permits. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. Well, on Wednesday afternoon, in the mist and rain and fog, it was the Marblehead girls lacrosse team beating Masconama 20-10. Although they doubled up on the Chieftains, it was a much closer game than that. Marblehead leading just 9-6 at the half, they trailed 4-1 early in the game. Hadley Carlton with 6 goals for the Magicians. This is winning Marblehead coach Annie Madden.
I've been working all season on the speed of our game, and we came out a little slow, in the start. However, when we started putting all the pieces together and finding those quick passes in transition, we were able to really capitalize on that and put the ball in the back of the net.
Marblehead girls lacrosse coach Annie Madden. Masco's head coach Alan McCarthy.
I mean, they're tough. They just kept coming. We talked about having a better start today. We've been slow in some games, so we wanted to make sure that we were ready coming off the bus and on the field, and I do think it showed. We came out to a nice jump. Marblehead's a tough team. They're really well balanced, so it's hard to focus on one player. They got a lot of weapons.
Masconomet head coach Alan McCarthy, they fall to 4-4 on the season. Thursday night, high school baseball, game of the night. We will find Beverly playing at Malden, first pitch at 7 o'clock tonight. This is sports on MSONewsSports.com.